I want you to think for 6 minutes about the fact that you are not an apostle. You're not an apostle. But the word apostle means one who is sent. Dan McLeod is not an apostle. Nobody on this earth today is qualified to be an apostle. Those qualifications were limited to those who were in the first century, those disciples who saw Jesus raised from the dead. And yet nobody's qualified to be an apostle today, yet are we not ones who are sent? Dan McLeod was sent by this church to go to another part of this world. And he's not an apostle as one would be qualified to be one in the New Testament. But I want you to think about these six things very briefly, how they apply to us. They apply to the apostles, and we can make application to all of these to the apostles in the first century. But I want you to think about these and how they apply to you. I cannot get over, we talked about this last week, but I cannot get over Mark 3 and verse 14. For some reason, I did not see that expression in Mark 3 and verse 14 that says, Jesus called those 12 to Him that they might be with Him. Before they ever, number 2 on the screen, before He ever sent them out, that's what the word apostle means, the ones who are sent out. Before He ever sent them out, first they spent time with Jesus. We're ones who have been sent out into the world, but first we need to spend time with Jesus. We can't physically be in His presence like they were in the first century, but we can be in His presence every single day. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, 1 John 1 and verse 7, how often do we do that? How often do we spend time with Jesus? Would you ride in the back of a truck to go spend time with Jesus? Would you sit on a hard floor for hours to spend time with Jesus? We allow this world to invade our lives too often, and we move Jesus out of the way to make room. We got to spend time with Jesus. And we got to remember that He has sent us out. In the same way that He sent those apostles out, He has sent us out. And that's what I want you to see. In Matthew chapter 10, and Scott asked me about this before the reading, he says, verse 5 ends kind of abruptly, and it does. But in Matthew chapter 10, the part I wanted you to see in Matthew chapter 10 is where it says at the beginning of the verse, Jesus sent them out. And I want you to ignore the chapter division, and some of you are not looking at your Bibles, but I want you to look at your Bibles in Matthew chapter 10, because in verse 5 it says Jesus sent them out. But ignore the chapter division and go back to chapter 9, and we'll note this later on, probably next year as we're walking with Jesus in this. But Jesus told His disciples in the very last verse of chapter 10, pray the Lord of harvest to do what? What are we supposed to pray to God that He will do? Send out laborers into His harvest. So we need to pray that God will send laborers into Tonga, into the Pacific, into our neighborhoods. And then what did Jesus do 5 verses later? He looked at those same 5, those same 12 guys who He just said, hey, you need to pray that the Lord will send out workers into His field. And then what did He do 5 verses later? He says, guys, get up and go. You're the answer to that prayer. Don't just pray that the Lord will send out those harvesters. You be the answer to that prayer. The Lord has sent us out in the same way that He sent out the apostles. He has sent us out, and He sent us out with a purpose. Our purpose, 2 Corinthians 5, we don't have time to go and look at it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, for the apostles, and I want you to understand the context there. For the apostles, it calls the apostles ambassadors. And that's specifically talking about them. They were ambassadors of Christ. What does that mean? An ambassador, you think about the ambassadors we have all over the world. Ambassador of this country, ambassador of this country. Well, what are they? They are the representative of the president. We have ambassadors here in this country from other places. What are they? They are the highest representative of a king, of a president. That's what the apostles were. Guess what we are? We're still ambassadors. On this earth today, we are the highest representatives of the King. We have a purpose. And our purpose in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is a ministry of reconciliation. That's our purpose. It's to help people to be reconciled to the King. And you couple your purpose with the message that you're to tell people about the King. And that's what they did in Acts chapter 2. As soon as they could, they went and they told people about the King. How much time do we spend talking about everything else under the sun except for our King? You talk about your King? I dare say some of you have talked about your president in the last few weeks, whether positively or negatively. I know we've got people in here that are big fans of the president. I know we've got people in here that could care less about the president. In fact, you could use some very strong language about how much you dislike the president. Need you remember, he still has a soul. That's a different subject. You've probably talked about your president in the last week or two, positively or negatively. How much have you talked about your king? Forget your president. We've got a message from the king. Those apostles, they went out and they could not stop talking about their king. We're not apostles, but we've got a message to speak. And our responsibility as those messengers is to recognize that it's not about us. That our message, our mission, our purpose is about Jesus, and He's going to strengthen us to do His will. A verse that sometimes is, we'll use it out of context and we'll joke about it being used out of context, and yet the Bible still says, Philippians 4 and verse 13, where does your strength come from? Whether it's in the context of Philippians 4 and you being content in the things that you have when you have nothing, or if it's in the context of Ephesians 6 that you are in the army of God and your strength is going to come from God, whatever the context is, your strength comes from above and not from within. Do we know that? We're on a mission. We have a purpose. We're not apostles, but our Lord is with us. And that verse in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, you need to underscore it. When He sends us out on a mission, He's not tucked away in heaven somewhere all alone and saying, good luck, guys. Have fun out there all by yourselves. No, He says, lo, I am with you always. Because we're on a team. We're on Jesus's team. We're on a team with Him. We are on a team with each other. 1 Corinthians 6 says we are God's, this is an interesting expression, we are God's co-workers. I know you probably got some co-workers you'd rather not spend time with. You think about Monday coming up and you're like, I don't really like my co-workers. How about being a co-worker with God? You have some people at work that pull their weight. You have some people at work that don't pull their weight. When you're a co-worker with God, you think God's going to pull His weight? He's going to be dragging you along because He's going to pull His weight. Are you pulling your weight? You're a co-worker with God. And yet we are in His field. So 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9, and we're co-workers with each other. Thank you, Dan, for reminding us tonight. We're not apostles, but we've been sent. That's what the word apostle means. The Greek word apostle just means one who has been sent on a mission. And that's what we've been, sent on a mission. Are we doing it? It's easy to say that. It's easy to take, I took 7 minutes instead of six, but it's easy to say that. Are we doing it? Are we fulfilling the mission that He's given to us? No, you're not an apostle, but you can be a Christian. You know what's better than wearing the name apostle? A lot of guys who go around today who aren't qualified, they wear the name apostle. They think that's something. Well, they're not qualified to wear it, but there's a name better. There's a name higher than wearing the name apostle. It's when you get to wear the name of Christ. Are you a Christian tonight? Have you followed what the New Testament tells us to do to become a Christian? It's so simple. It's so simple, we tell it every time we're together because we want the whole world to know that you need to believe Jesus is the Son of God. Repent of those sins that are in your life, those things you've done that are separating you from God, and make up your mind tonight, I want to give my life to God. And if you're ready to do that, this very night you can confess the faith that you have in Jesus. You can be baptized. You can be baptized because King Jesus said in Mark 16, 16, whoever believes and is baptized, Jesus is going to save them, wash away their sins. If you've never done that tonight, why don't you do it? If you've never done it, do it tonight. Be raised to walk a faithful life serving the Lord. You'll never live a better life than the Christian life, wearing His name, fulfilling His mission. If we can help you tonight, please come right now. It's together we stand and sing.